Now, Dublin's All-Ireland football champions will be celebrated in the capital later today with a civic reception at Mansion House with the Lord Mayor, followed by a homecoming event in Smithfield Square. It's Dublin's seventh All-Ireland women's title, their sixth in 9 years. They're first to be honoured with a big homecoming of their own, because in all the other previous cases, the men had won an All-Ireland that year too. Defeated Meath were welcomed home by a big crowd in Park Tailteann in Navan last night. Let's talk now with Lord Mayor of Dublin, Ray McAdam, and Dublin's top scorer and multi-sport superstar, Hannah Tyrrell. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Gavin.
Hannah, going to come to you first of all, because the last we saw you on Sunday in action was being taken off injured. You were able to walk off. How's the injury now?
Look, obviously not the way I wanted to go out, but my knee is fairly stiff and sore, so I'll get a scan today and hopefully it's not too bad.
Now, we often speak to players on the Monday morning after an All-Ireland win, rarely on a Tuesday morning. I know the homecoming's been delayed a bit. Very impressed that you are in a position to speak to us on the Tuesday morning after an All-Ireland. take us through what you've been doing since Sunday.
The voice isn't doing too well, but I'm still going. Yesterday we had a couple of players visit Crumlin Children's Hospital and bring the trophy around, and then the usual tradition of going to the Boar's Head and enjoying ourselves a little bit and going to our sponsors down at Four Dame Lane and just making some really special memories with the team. Like, we had a lovely banquet in the Castleknock Hotel on Sunday night with our family and friends, and we're able to enjoy it a little bit, but it's just about, I suppose, enjoying these moments that don't come around too often.
Dublin seventh, your second in your third All-Ireland final. Not a first homecoming for this team, but a first for just yourselves.
Yeah, look, and that's very special. And we talk about when we play for Dublin, we're privileged to represent this county and the wonderful people of it. And I think a homecoming is a really nice way to share the celebrations and give people an opportunity to support us like they have done all year. And for us to kind of mix in with the crowd and give them an opportunity to see the cup and chat to them a bit.
Stay there, Hannah. Come back to you in a second. Let's go to Lord Mayor Ray McAdam. Morning, Ray. Tell us, what's the plan for later?
Well, look, Gavin, from 6 o'clock this evening, Smithfield Square is going to be alive with celebration. We're going to have DJs, breakdancers, Irish dancers, a live band, face painting, kids' entertainment, and all leading up to that big moment when Hannah and Carla and the team will take to the stage to celebrate with the Brendan Martin Cup and with Dubliners. It's going to be a brilliant family-friendly event, and I just wanted, as Lord Mayor on behalf of the City Council, to have this event tonight to say thank you. Thank you to this wonderful Dublin team. As you said yourself, this is the seventh All-Ireland since 2010. It's the 11th final in 16 years that Dublin have been in it.
That's right. Yes.
And the girls have given, have made some magic memories to Dubliners. And it's our opportunity just to say thank you to Hannah, to Carl and the entire team for what they've done. Like, the performance on Sunday was just exceptional. Like, the game was over by halftime. And like, the athleticism, the quality, Hannah's own performance, 5 points, like, it was just brilliant. And we just want to give Dubliners the opportunity to say thank you and to celebrate their success, because they have been inspirational figures for many years now. And they're a source of inspiration for young boys and young girls right across, not just the city, but right across the county.
Yeah, I have to say, from my vantage point, wearing a Meath jersey in the Upper Cusick on Sunday, I thought it was over after 22 minutes, but that's for another day. Hannah, back to yourself. Now, FAI Cup medal winner in your soccer days, Six Nations winner in your rugby days, and now two All-Ireland medals. I know that was your last game for Dublin, but you're not finished playing yet, are you? You are going to line out for Nafina 30th of August against Coola, yeah?
Well, I was planning
Please say
to.
Yes.
I don't think my knee, unfortunately, is going to allow me to do that, to be honest. But look, obviously, hopefully, the injury won't be too bad. Club probably is a bit of a stretch this year, but there's plenty more years left me in for club, so don't worry about that.
Did I hear you telling Marty the other morning that you're interested in coaching?
Yeah, I'll do a bit of coaching, hopefully, down the line a little bit.
You don't fancy taking a minor team, do you?
Not anytime soon, no.
I'll talk to you again. Hannah, enjoy this evening. Ray McAdam, enjoy this evening. Good luck and enjoy everybody, the Dublin team tonight. That's starting at 6 o'clock. Everybody's welcome at Smithfield Square. It's coming up to 8:30.